the nation's economic recovery has led to a turnaround in state budgets. Spending by states on schools and social services is robust. Oregon is a big exception, though. Even though it has gotten a windfall in taxes, the state is having trouble balancing the books for schools and for services to the poor and elderly. Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Broadcasting explains why.
3 years ago, Oregon was a poster child for state budgets in crisis. Tax revenue dropped by one-fifth. This prompted lawmakers to slash funding to schools, medical coverage for the poor, and home health care for seniors. In January 2003, hundreds of elderly Oregonians rallied on the steps of the state capitol, including 90-year-old Ethel Stafford.
And if my yelling will help, I'll yell my head off. We fight every day for things to be better.
3 years later, things are better. Like other states, Oregon's economy is growing at a healthy clip, and so are state coffers. But in Oregon, that's not necessarily going to solve the problem. That's because of the state's so-called kicker law. This one-of-a-kind law works this way. State economists like Michael Kennedy use economic data and computer models to forecast tax collections on individuals and corporations 2 years in advance. Kennedy admits his job is not only difficult, it's almost impossible, especially with the wildly fluctuating corporate income tax.
Meteorologists have a better chance of predicting annual rainfall in Oregon than we have annual corporate income tax fall.
Yet millions of dollars ride on Kennedy's predictions. Case in point, his last forecast didn't anticipate Oregon's booming economy in the last 2 years, and corporate tax revenue overshot Kennedy's estimate by $133 million. The kicker law says that money must go back to companies as a refund. That doesn't make any sense to Anita Olson with the Oregon Parent Teachers Association.
Well, you know, if our seer misses it by 2%, they send that money back. It is looking into a crystal ball and hoping you see the right stuff. It's a little weird.
Especially, Olson says, when the Portland Public Schools face a $57 million budget gap. State funding for medical coverage and cash assistance to the poor is also $132 million in the hole. Democratic Governor Ted Kulongoski, who is running for re-election, has called a special session later this month to fill those gaps. He had hoped to use the refunds that are going out to businesses.
The companies that get the corporate kicker, a number of them are not even located here in Oregon. The check's going someplace else. It just seems strange for us to have this opportunity and not to be able to take advantage of it.
But the governor couldn't even get the corporate kicker on the special session agenda. It's become a sacred cow in Oregon politics, according to Joe Schweinhard with the largest business group in the state, Associated Oregon Industries. He says businesses would only agree to get rid of the kicker if they got something in return.
We need to do something to help boost the economy. And I think people have to understand that business is the one that drives the train. And they like the idea of getting some tax money back. I mean, everybody does.
That's why Schweinhardt doesn't think Democratic and Republican lawmakers will tackle an icon of Oregon financing in an election year.
No.
The debate on whether to take back the tax refund to corporations is ongoing. However, no one is talking seriously about doing the same thing with the personal income tax refunds. Those checks are forecast to go out in time for the holidays in 2007. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland.